go. Trevor, hear me okay? Yeah. Cool. I'm going to talk about a thing called comic life, which was introduced to me when I started at the university by David. So first things first, if you've not heard of comic life, what is it? It's basically a really, really simple drag and drop way to create comic books, basically. You can start with templates like this, and it's just a case of dropping pictures just directly onto that. They can come from your camera, they can be scanned in documents, they can be screened up, you could draw them in paint, anything like that at all. You then use the wee things that are up the top there to kind of annotate it, so there's speech bubbles, there's thought bubbles, there's all the big bold lettering at the top, and then there's templates that you can use as well. So you might be thinking, well, how are you going to use that in an educational context? But I was out on my last school placement. It was the middle of Internet Safety Week, and I was watching an episode of Futurama, and they were talking about they were talking about basically the characters getting their email addresses taken off them, and then some of them start getting spam, some of them start getting phishing scams coming through, and doing the typical student teacher thing, I thought, I can use that in the class. So what I done was I brought the clip back into the class, and we started talking about using internet safety and just the things that came up in the cartoon, basically. So what I done was I took screenshots of all of the, basically the entire episode. I done screen dumps just like that for the pupils. I don't know if you can see those there, but that's screen dumps from all the way through the entire episode. What I done was I gave those to the pupils along with the episode that they could watch. And all you do with them, literally, you open up Comic Life, grab that and drop it on. And then if I wanted that one there, pop it on. If I want that one there, pop it on. It's that simple. The software, I think, it comes out about £15 or something, obviously. I was only on student placement, so I wasn't going to get the school to agree to give me that kind of money. So I plugged that into the interactive whiteboard. I got the kids to come up. They could scroll through the pictures, they could grab them, just drop them straight on top of that. Then what they done was they went through the story as they remembered it. They dropped the lettering onto it. You can drop wee tags onto the bottom bit if you want to annotate, you know, later on or at the same time in this place. And they literally went through the entire episode as a class and came up with it. And what we've got at the end of it all is a 6-page comic that looks like that. And it goes through the entire internet safety thing. So we've got someone coming up and asking for an email address. We've got him giving over his email address. Then, you know, you're not going to send me any spam, are you? Oh, no, no, no. And then he said asterisk, because obviously he is going to send loads and loads of spam. And you can see at the top there, they start getting the spam coming through. He wins the Spanish lottery. He's won the Spanish lottery, he's entering his account information, and then by the end of it all, the aliens come back and they say, hi, we now own your company. So it teaches the kids some of the pitfalls of using the internet. Obviously, we want them to be online and we want them to be using the internet, but it just gives them an idea of some of the things that might happen just by giving out your email address and the types of phishing scams that you might get sent. And the kids have now got that as a 6-page comic that they can take away with them, and they can keep that and they can read over it, or they can go away and find the episode of Futurama that they've got. It'll be online and they'll watch it back on the telly. And it's just to remind them of the pitfalls of using the internet, basically.
Well, I'm a bit scared to come up and present later on now, because mine is nowhere near as good as half the stuff that's been up here tonight. It's been fantastic. So thank you very much, Paul. That was great. What we're going on to now is we'll go on to the round table workshop. So something a bit different to get us on our feet as well and get talking. Okay. So keep on tweeting, because we'll still be able to see those when we come back in. What we're going to do now is this is the floor plan outside, but don't blame me because I spelled entrance wrong, because I was sitting doing it at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. But this is us here where the red dot is, okay? So table 1 starts over at the furthest away to the right. Table 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6, and refreshments are up there, but I'm sure you all know that already. At the round table workshops, in table 1, it's basically all, it's all BA3 actually tonight that are doing different roundtable workshops. Excellent, because we're the best. But obviously, roundtable workshops, if you haven't been to teaching before, obviously it's informal, as you've seen the presentation, it's informal as well. It's basically to spark discussion and dialogue so everyone can get involved and get chatting. There's a few controversial ones up there as well, which I'm looking forward to going to. But it's all about sharing ideas and asking questions and talking about it and talking about whatever you like, basically. Okay? So you can go outside, pick any table you want to go to. There's signs on each of the tables telling you what's at that table in case you didn't manage to study or analyse the floor plan. Also, at the same time, feel free to help yourself to refreshments and snacks that are up there. And what we'll do is we've allocated 25 minutes for the round table and then 15 minutes afterwards for refreshments. So what to do is just think of it as 7:25, we'll come back in here to get on with the rest of the presentations, okay? But people who are leading the round tables, try and aim to finish around 7:10 so we've got a chance to have some refreshments and just chat with each other, okay? And don't forget to put all your little prize slips with your name on it into the tubs as well on your way out, okay?
I know,
but I just
like to.
That's
so interesting.
So you'll find out. Honestly, I want to win a prize as well.
Ever.
Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chances tonight. Surely be one of them.
To record 20 minutes of silence in here. What one is it?